From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A man who tussled with police is in custody now. Late Tuesday night, an officer with the Eureka Police Department was doing a routine patrol when he saw a felony warrant suspect in the driver's seat of a car at a gas station on the 100 block of West Harris Street. That suspect, 28-year-old Daniel Langevin. Upon contact, Langevin got out of the vehicle, fled on foot. The officer gave chase. The two ended up struggling. Backup officers responded and began checking the area for the officer's last known location. Then they spotted the struggle still happening in the front yard of a residence. Officers were able to overcome Langevin's resistance and take him into custody without further incident. Early Wednesday, Humboldt County Sheriff's getting information that a vehicle stolen from a Fortuna business was on Apple Lane in Redway. The stolen vehicle outfitted with an owner-installed GPS. The tracker provided real-time information about where that vehicle was. They spotted the vehicle on Alder Point Road. California Highway Patrol took over as primary agency, and a pursuit that lasted about 20 minutes ensued. The only occupant, 23-year-old Maxwell Elliott of Rio Dell, stopped the vehicle on River Road and fled on foot. He was quickly apprehended. He's under arrest now on a number of charges, including possession of ammunition, buying or receiving a stolen vehicle, and other counts. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office this week receiving a report of six kittens intentionally drowned at Martin Slough in Eureka. A sheriff's deputy checked the area but was unable to locate the kittens, but a time later, one person did find a number of deceased kittens underneath a rock. A volunteer from the shelter responded there and located five deceased kittens and an additional living kitten, all about 5 to 6 weeks old. The kitten that was alive was taken for treatment but died of its injuries. Authorities say it's a case of animal cruelty. An update on Zachary Harrison charged in the deadly shooting of 58-year-old Robert James Holtzclaw in September 2017. Tuesday, after being appointed new counsel last week, he pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder and causing great bodily injury through the use of a firearm. A witness had told police he saw the two men standing next to each other at the time of the shooting and heard a gunshot which he believed struck Holtzclaw. Harrison was on the run for 8 months before being caught. He's behind bars on $2 million bail. A McKinleyville man headed to prison for 22 years in connection with the attempted murder of a store clerk at 5th Street in Eureka in March 2016. But he is happy it's not for longer. 27-year-old Aaron King saying he's not sure why the gun he tried to fire at the clerk did not go off, attributing it to divine intervention. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.